This is your Wild Podcast, episode 29. Welcome to This Is Your Wealth with Richard Okere Jr., where our goal is to inspire you to build your wealth, drive a business, and live the extraordinary life.
Hello, hello, hello there, and welcome to this episode of This Is Your Wealth podcast with me, Richard Okere Jr. Now, today we'll be talking about another topic, briefly discuss on another topic, and that is why you need a core message and how to figure it out, okay? Now, as entrepreneurs who want to build influence and following, one of the things we need to be clear about is our core message. It is a very important, if not the most important, ingredient of our brands. So yet, most times we tend to overlook it. It doesn't really sound like a savvy thing to do, you know, or something that you need to bother yourself about. So what we most times do when we have a business idea is to just start creating products and selling it. But we do not spend time to really figure out why it is that we are doing whatever we are doing. So just so you understand why, here are four reasons why you need a core message for your business. Number one, it simplifies your business for you and for your customer. Have you ever woken up in the morning and you're like asking yourself, what is my business even about? What the heck? Why am I even doing this? The same questions you ask yourself about your business is possibly the same questions your target market are asking about you. So your core message is the why of what you do. It also helps you discover the who of what you do. It is the emotional core of what you do and why you do it. All right. So that is what your core message is. That's the number one reason why you need a core message. Number two is that it draws your own followers. Okay. Not everybody out there in your market who hears about you and what you do will be interested in following you. And guess what? You shouldn't even be bothered. You only need to be concerned about those who hear you and what you do. And they also want to follow you. And your core message is the most critical tool to attract them. Now, when you think of companies like Apple, their core message has been to build easy-to-use mobile devices for everybody. Devices that you would fall in love with because of the design and the fun in using it. This idea alone attracts numerous followers, and the fact that they actually are building it has exploded their following, of course, and their profits too. So, and I know somebody like somebody I admire so much, Michael Hyatt. I follow him a lot. He's also a very good fan of Apple. So that is the second reason why you need your own core message, because it draws your own followers. Now, number three reason why you need your core message is it spurs creativity. Imagine it. At that point when you are clear about what you do and you feel in your stomach, okay, or you feel in your body that you understand what you do and you know it and you're passionate about it, okay? It spurs a lot of creativity in you, okay? It because you want to explore other ways to clearly communicate that message and build following and attract the kind of people that you want to follow you and buy your products and services, it will lead you to want to create great products and services. And that effort alone increases your creative ability. Now, you would want to be creative in how you engage with your audience also. So that means you have to be creative in how you engage with them on social media or from live events or one-on-one, because you are passionate about them and you want to identify with their problems and let them also identify with your solutions. Okay, so you will also be creative on how you build your environment and your communication patterns and channels in order to bring those kind of results. Now, the last reason why you need your core message is that it stands you out. It is your core message that differentiates you from other players in your field. You know, you don't share the same experiences with people in your field, other players in your field. You don't share the same values. You don't share the same beliefs with other players. These ingredients stand you out from other players, okay? It is a unique you. It is a unique your business, okay? Your business is so unique with its own experiences, with its own patterns, within all systems, that it makes you unique and also forms part of your core message. Now, how do you figure out your core message? Okay, this is like the most important question anybody can ask his or herself about figuring out what it is that is your core message. Now, ask yourself, and I learned this from my coach, Victor Bassi. Now, if your life were to be a movie, what would the title be? Or what's the number one message you would want anyone who sees that movie to get? Now, think of your life experiences, all the failures, all the mistakes, all the successes. What's the central theme that you want people to get out of your life? Or sometimes your core message comes from a very big experience in your life. Maybe you had a bad relationship with your father and now you want to build a business from helping people, helping fathers build better relationship with their children. Or maybe at a period in your life, you were overweight. No, you were stigmatized and people called you names and you didn't live the life that you wanted to live. Okay. And you had so much limitations. And one day you just picked up courage, told yourself that you could do it, enrolled into a weight loss program and you lost all the weight. And now you want to build a business from also inspiring and encouraging other women who want to lose weight to do so and also live their dream lives. Okay. So that is things you need to consider. Most times your core message comes from a very big event that happened in your life, a very instructive event that happened in your life. Sometimes your core message doesn't have to come from negative experiences also. It could be from good experiences and lessons you got maybe while working for a boss for 10 years in a corporate body for 10 years. And now you want to build a business out of helping CEOs build better workplace experiences for their staff. All right. So it could be from a fashion experience. Maybe for most parts of your life, you were considered to be a bad dresser. A lot of people called you a bad dresser. And at some point in your life, you resolved that, okay, you want to become better at dressing. And maybe an incident happened in your life that due to your dressing, you so maybe somebody called you a name or that kind of a thing, or you lost a job opportunity. Yeah, maybe you lost a job opportunity because you didn't dress well to the interview. And you know, that forms a very good core message that you, a very good part of your core message that you probably want to go into the fashion business. So you can build a fashion business around helping entrepreneurs or possibly entrepreneurs dress better, or helping anybody, your target market, to dress better and look good, you know, those kind of things. So, but it doesn't mean that you cannot talk about other topics. Okay. Now, most people, because they have built a business around, some topic, they think that you cannot talk about another thing. Okay. Take me, for example, I'm into helping entrepreneurs build high income businesses and better systems for their business and all this kind of good stuff, build celebrity brands and all that. But it doesn't mean I don't talk about my other passions like music. It doesn't mean I don't talk about my other passions like some of the things that I have interest in, but especially music and acting also. So, but I look at what I do from the lens of my core message, okay? If I'm going to be helping musicians, I have to look at them as entrepreneurs. And also, if I want to be going into music, I will be going into music as an entrepreneur, somebody that wants to make profits. And then every of the things that I've learned helping entrepreneurs, I'm going to apply it in my music career. If I'm going to build a music career, I know I'm going to do that anyway. So, but I'm looking at it from the lens of an entrepreneur, how I'm going to build my music career to attract profits and also attract the kind of results that I want to do it, attract from it. So, that is how I'm going to be looking at my music career. So, if you are going to be if you are into fashion, it doesn't mean that you cannot talk about music, but all in all, you can tailor your fashion business for musicians. You can tailor it. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't talk about other things. Okay. But your core message helps you to define how you engage and how you participate and how you enroll other aspects of your life into the things that you are doing, into your core message. Okay. That's what your core message helps you to do on your core message. Now, I'm going to give you an assignment or probably a question that you need to answer for yourself. Now, from what you have learned, what life event or events would you want to form a part of your core message? Okay. Answer this question. Probably use a pen and a paper and write it down. Okay. Now, this is not an exhausted topic. There are so many other things that I do not touch, but this is just to get you started and get you to understand why you need a core message and how you can craft your own. So if you have any other questions, I would be glad to answer them. Please join our Facebook group. That's the Smart Career Network Facebook group, and post your questions there using the hashtag core message. That's if you are not on the group, please join it. That's facebook.com/ groups/smartcareernetwork, or you can just go to richardokere.com/group and you are automatically going to be redirected to the Facebook group. Please join there and post your questions using the hashtag call message. All right. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Okay, right before I go, I would have to inform you that registrations for the Smart Career Group Coaching Program has ended. It closed yesterday. So if you want to join the next batch of the training, you would have to wait for June. Okay, so I'm taking students currently now from March, April, and May. And then we're going to start again from June. So please, if you want to join, please look out for the June edition. You can register now. It's 30,000 naira only to join the class, okay? Or you can make installments to join the June edition. So, and if you want to get more information about the Smart Career Group Coaching Program and what it's all about, basically it's all about helping entrepreneurs to convert their businesses, ideas, passions, and gifts into a movement and a business that attracts high income and helps them build authority status or celebrity status. So it's about helping you to use what it is that you are good, giving you a system and the implementable ideas and strategies, a blueprint that you are going to use to build a business out of whatever it is that you're passionate about. All right. So, but if you want to get more information about the details and all that, go to richardokere.com/SCN, SCN, richardokere.com/SCN, and you are going to learn so much about it. So thank you so much for being on this podcast today. Please share this podcast on Facebook, on Twitter with your friend via Bluetooth and help us to get the word out. Please also go to iTunes and rate this podcast, or Stitcher, rate this podcast, whatever it is that you have learned. Please also inform others and let's keep getting the word out here. Thank you so much, and remember to live smart and be extraordinary.
Thanks for listening to This Is Your Wealth podcast at www.richardokere.com.